The report highlights the many horrors faced by refugees and migrants who embark on dangerous trips leading from East and West Africa across the central Mediterranean Sea to Europe. Every year, the UN Refugee Agency says many people from about 20 different African countries, and increasingly from Asia and the Middle East, die while crossing the desert or borders. Most of those who survive suffer serious human rights violations en route, including sexual and gender-based violence, kidnappings for ransom, and torture. Vincent Cochetel is UNHCR Special Envoy for the situation in the Western and Central Mediterranean. He says protection services, which can mitigate the suffering of refugees and migrants on their journeys, are severely lacking.
In many countries, the services that were there in 2022, 2023 are no longer there. This is the case in particular in Morocco, in Mauritania, in Sudan because of the conflict, in the northern part of Niger, in the southern part of Algeria. So basically these are in key hubs, key crossing roads that are used by migrants and refugees.
Cochetel says protection services such as immediate humanitarian assistance, shelter for people who have been exposed to violence, and access to justice are often not available. In the past, he notes, the national military police in Agadez, Niger, would pick up people who had been stranded or abandoned by smugglers and traffickers in the desert. But such rescue missions, he says, no longer occur along that route.
The only country on the African continent where I know that this concept is implemented is in Djibouti, where the Djiboutian authorities are patrolling their coast, but on the land side of the coast, to see people that have been abandoned by smugglers there in desertic areas, or people who have returned with the same smugglers from Yemen.
Cochetel says the report provides tailored information for refugees and migrants on services that currently are available along the routes they are traveling. For example, he says it contains GPS coordinates and WhatsApp numbers that refugees and migrants can use to find out where essential, possibly life-saving protective services can be found. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In many countries, the services that were there in 2022, 2023 are no longer there. This is the case in particular in Morocco, in Mauritania, in Sudan because of the conflict, in the northern part of Niger, in the southern part of Algeria. So basically, these are in key hubs, key crossing roads that are used by migrants and refugees. The only country on the African continent where I know that this concept is implemented is in Djibouti, where the Djiboutian authorities are patrolling their coast, but on the land side of the coast, to see people that have been abandoned by smugglers there in desertic areas, or people who have returned with the same smugglers from Yemen.